Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I'm recording this a few minutes before the 10th of Tevis begins, and therefore I want to tell a story which has to do with the 10th of Tevis. 10th of Tevis is the date on which the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, our holy temple in Jerusalem, began. Now, I don't mean to say that the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash began to be destroyed on that day. It was much, much less than that. In fact, all that happened was that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, surrounded the city of Jerusalem on the 10th of Tevis. The truth is, he did not break the wall. I don't think he did anything. He just surrounded. I don't think he threw stones or rocks in. I think all he did was surround the wall. As far as I'm aware, he just surrounded the wall. However, that was the beginning of the process that led to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. At that point, no one could go in, no one could go out. That means food couldn't come in. And little by little, there began to be hunger among the Jewish people. Eventually, a few years later, the entire Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It went in stages, step by step. So it's a fast day tomorrow. Of course, I'm only speaking about if inexplicably Mashiach does not come, because we await Mashiach's coming every moment, and therefore we assume that certainly by tomorrow, by tonight, Mashiach will have come. But if, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, inexplicably Mashiach doesn't come, then we will have to fast tomorrow. And in fact, there's a special fast. That is to say that it's never moved. Tisha B'Av can be moved, can be delayed. The third of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, could be delayed. These are other fast days. But this fast day cannot be delayed, because it actually states in the verse, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on that very day. So it has to be on that day, and it's the first of the holidays, of the fast days, that recognizes the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, in a certain way, it's stricter. But at the same time, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed only in order to build a better Beis HaMikdash, therefore, the real inner essence of all of these fast days that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, the real inner essence of them is the building of the Beis HaMikdash. After all, we know that we're not allowed to destroy a shul. We're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So how could Hashem allow it to be destroyed? Or how could he even have sent Nebuchadnezzar to destroy it? Because it's all part of a plan to build a better Beis HaMikdash than the final Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so therefore, on this day of the 10th of Tevis, we should be trying, of course, to do tshuva, to correct our ways, because our ways that we are living now, similar to the ways of our forefathers at that time, is what brought about the destruction. So therefore, we have to change. We have to improve our relationship with Hashem, our love for Hashem, our awe for Hashem, respect for Hashem, our love of our fellow Jew, our understanding that our blessings that we say are all directed to Hashem. We learn Torah. We have to make sure that we remember that it's Hashem's Torah, and all the other things that we have to improve. And that will certainly bring Mashiach quicker and have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. But in the meantime, we definitely need to have a yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. We have to really want the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a child, if he wants to get a new bike, and his parents don't know that he wants a new bike, they might not be in such a hurry to get him a new bike. But if every single day he says, Mommy, Tati, Mother, Father, Abba, Ima, please, please, I want a new bike. I really want to be able to ride my bikes with the other kids. I'll go to the store and buy things for you that you need to save you the trip. I'll do mitzvahs and I'll bring this person something nice on my bike, and I'll have so much fun playing on my bike. Please, please, every day. So, of course, the parents, much more quickly, when they realize how much their child wants the bike, they'll get him a bike, or her get a bike much more quickly. The same thing is with the Beis HaMikdash, that if we show Hashem in words and in thought and in deed how much we want the Beis HaMikdash, this will certainly speed the coming of the Beis HaMikdash through Mashiach. and the redemption. But what was so special about the Beis HaMikdash? Well, it was a beautiful place, of course. It was a gorgeous, beautiful building. But what was so special about it, besides this, that it was a beautiful building? There's lots of beautiful buildings. So, of course, the answer is because in this Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah dwelt, the divine presence dwelt. The person walked into the Beis HaMikdash, they could feel something of how Hashem was there. And there were different sections in the Beis HaMikdash, each one holier than the next. And the more holy the section was that the person went into, the more they could feel the presence of Hashem. And so finally, the holiest place, called the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the room that was so holy that the only thing that was in it, basically, was the Ark, the Aron, which had in it the Ten Commandments, the two large stones on which were carved the Ten Commandments. And this room was so holy that no one was allowed in there except one person, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the holiest person of the generation. And he couldn't go in every day. He could only go in on one day of the year. That was Yom Kippur, the holiest day. So only the holiest person on the holiest day could go into the Holy of Holies, this very, very holy place. But, and here comes the story. Unfortunately, the last 40 years that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence were destroyed. Things were not going well. The Jewish people were not keeping mitzvahs properly. They were not treating each other properly. They were not in a good relationship with Hashem. And there was a lot of bad behavior. Some of it is called corruption, meaning that people do things that are not nice, that are against the Torah, that are unfair. And one of the ways in which behavior was corrupted was that the person who would serve as the high priest was not always the person who should have been serving as high priest. Sometimes the high priest was a person that was just a big bully, and he bullied his way into being high priest. Sometimes it was a person who just had a lot of money, and he bribed his way. He paid money to certain people who had the power to decide who would be the high priest, and that way he was a high priest. The high priests of those days were very bad high priests. In fact, some of them were not even Kohanim. They just wanted a chance to go in to the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. And during the years of this corruption, the high priest would die on Yom Kippur because the Kodesh Kodashim was such a holy place that even if a person did one little thing wrong or said one thing wrong or even thought one thing wrong, one thing which was not according to Hashem's instructions, if they thought something which Hashem doesn't want that person to think, especially in the Kodesh Kodashim, then he would die. So every year, these people, they were not good people. They were forcing their way into the office of high priest. They were bad people. And so, of course, they didn't have good thoughts. They didn't always say the right words or do the right things. And therefore, every single year was a different high priest because every year the high priest would die in the Kodesh Kodashim because they didn't behave right or they didn't speak right or they didn't think right. In fact, after a while, the Jewish people began to put a golden chain around the ankle of the high priest before he went into the Holy of Holies, because they knew that just like last year, this high priest was going to die in there also. And that way, they could just pull him out. Because you see, no one else was allowed into the Holy of Holies. So how would they get out the body? Very difficult problem. And this is how they solved it. But the point is that every year, it was a new high priest, because every year, the high priest was a bad person, and every year they would think something that was inappropriate, that not correct to be thought about in the Holy of Holies, or say something or do something, and therefore they would die there. So the Rebbe asked the following question. Why did these high priests, bad high priests, so-called high priests, want to go in the Holy of Holies? Didn't they know that last year the high priest was a person like them and they died? The year before, another high priest who was a person like them, a bad person, and they died. And the year before, another one. And the year before, another one. Well, didn't they know that they are no different? They're becoming high priests only because they bullied their way in or they bribed their way in. They don't belong as high priests. They're not really the holiest person among the Jewish people. And maybe they're not even a Kohen altogether. They're not maybe even of the priestly group that's allowed to go in, the priestly clan. So why did they want to go in? Only to die? So the Rebbe answers as follows. You see, every single Jewish person, no matter what, he could be the worst person, or she, terrible behavior, terrible speech, terrible thinking. But nevertheless, a Jewish person has a holy soul. It may be hidden, it may be concealed, it may not be recognized by the person themselves, but we all have that spark of holiness in us. And because of that spark of holiness and that holy soul, we have a deep, deep desire, very, very, very strong desire to be close to Hashem. Now, of course, we have an animal soul. We have an evil inclination that tries to cover that up and distracts us and makes us have all sorts of other desires. But deep, deep, deep down inside, the essence of the Jewish person wants only one thing, to be with Hashem in the strongest and best and highest way. And these people who wanted to be a high priest, although they were bad people during this period of time of the Beis HaMikdash, but they had this deep desire. They wanted to be close to Hashem. And they wanted so much to be close to Hashem that even though they didn't change their behavior, and even though they knew when they went in there, they were going to die like all the previous high priests of that period, but nevertheless, no matter what, they wanted the opportunity to go into the Holy of Holies, to be for 1 second in that place alive and recognizing the holiness of Hashem and being close to Hashem. Okay, they would die. They knew they would die, but they wanted to have that connection with Hashem. So, of course, the lesson for us is that we all have this great desire to be with Hashem. Now, we shouldn't do what they did to go into the Holy of Holies without permission or not in the correct way because of our desire. Our desire should be expressed in learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, because when we learn Torah, we are really one with Hashem. And when we do a mitzvah, we are really one with Hashem. That's how we should satisfy this desire. And this also reminds us of what the Beis HaMikdash really was. It was a place to be close to Hashem. And that is our deepest desire, to connect with Hashem through the Torah and through the mitzvahs. And that's why we want the Beis HaMikdash so much. We want it because in that way, we and the entire Jewish people, and in their way, the entire world, will be close to Hashem. And Hashem will be close to us. This world will be a dwelling place for Hashem. Dira lo yizbarach b'tachtonim, a dwelling place for Hashem here in these lower realms. And this will be the Mashiach world and the redemption world. And therefore, we should try to work on this idea to strengthen our desire for the Beis HaMikdash, to strengthen our desire for Mashiach and redemption. And we do this by, of course, thinking about the thing itself, the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, redemption, and in general, also through learning Torah and through doing mitzvahs. Because this will bring the Mashiach quicker. This will bring the Beis HaMikdash quicker, the redemption quicker. So it will be together with Hashem in the most strongest and best possible way. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.